Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Paul Carney here from Joy of Business, and I'm joined by Doris today, and we're going to be doing a radio show called Are You Ready to Be Sexy in Business? So I think it's going to be super fun. So I'm an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator and also a Joy of Business Facilitator, and so is Doris. So Doris, great to have you here today. Are you ready to be sexy in business?
Of course. I am. Hello and welcome. I'm really excited about this conversation. And, you know, sexy, a lot of people define it as something. And, yeah, there is so much more possible and so much more to create with. So let's do this.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's great exactly what you said. It's like a lot of people define sexy as being a certain thing, but it's probably more sexualness is the word we're looking for, which is being all of you at all times in business and not cutting yourself off. And what I find is so often in business, people cut parts of themselves off so they don't be the friendly, bubbly, fun side of themselves that they truly be. And that's actually what attracts people to business. And what is it that got you started in business, Doris? What was it that made you excited or gets you excited? What do you enjoy to do?
Oh, you know, I love just creating and you know, be creative. And also change something in the world where a lot of people just go to work to do work or to get money at the end of the month. And there is so much more possible of having fun. You know, we have this conversation right now. It's a part of our creation. It's a part of our business. And this is what gets me going. And to have conversations, to look from different perspectives, what else is possible? And what have we never thought about is possible? Even with the sexy thing. I just thought when you started that a lot of times, you know, in companies, in their offices, if it's more about this being sexy, there are a lot of, I heard people say, oh, having men and women in one office, it's getting complicated. And I wonder what else is possible if it's about what you said, this word of sexiness that we will explain. The word of sexiness, where it's more about being caring, being kind, being you, and having lots of fun, this generative energy that is irresistible for people. And when you allow yourself to have this, business gets really easy. So how is it for you when you talk, like there's the whole topic and creation and business?
Yeah, no, it's a great question because I was thinking about it over dinner, about the being sexy, and like it's a lot of the time in business, like people are going to business and they're almost dressed like a nun, if you know what I mean. Like it's kind of like It is, they're making it super serious, super significant, and there's a lightheartedness and a joy that comes with business when you're willing to be you and be all of you. And that can be the intensity of you, that can be the power of you, it can be the lightheartedness, it can be the fun of you. And when you're willing to be all those aspects, when you're willing to be sexy, when you're willing to be judged, when you're willing to be vilified, when you're willing to be all parts of it, you can receive everything. And it's like, when you're willing to receive everything, you get so much more information. And it's been willing to actually open up and see, okay, what else is possible? What else can we do here? What else can we improve? And exactly as you were saying, it's looking to actually change the world. But to change the world by being ourselves, it's as simple as that. We don't need to be anything more, don't need to be anything more complicated. It's just being ourselves.
Yeah.
And when we are that, everything becomes easy.
Yeah. And, you know, if you feel good as well and somehow feel sexy, what it is that you feel good in your body and comfortable and with the clothes you wear, it's even easier to do your job. I just remembered I needed like to laugh with myself right now during your talk. I once did a job. I have done security on the airport, you know, the thing where you stand and touch the people or sit behind the computer when the bags go through the machine to look if there is no harmful things in the bags. So I did this for a few weeks. I was at the beginning, how old were I? I think 22 or something. So, and the, what they were, I felt so extremely unsexy and uncomfortable. And, you know, I'm so tall. They gave us the trousers and the shirt that you need to wear and all this stuff. And my trousers were 20 centimeters too short and they didn't have another one. And I was not allowed to buy my own. So I would stand there and I was like, and you know, so many people pass you. And I was like, I cannot even flirt. And this was my point of view back then. I cannot even flirt here. A lot of people pass me. But I can, I don't like myself in these clothes. And I wonder, you know, if you would allow it. And then because you said business is so serious and then some offices or some things, they have certain way of dressing to focus on the work. But somehow you cut yourself off as well and cannot be yourself and you are so serious. And for myself, it was like my joy went away a little bit. And it was just a fun thing to remember how I hated it. I just hated it.
Yeah. There was no sexy there. No sexy there.
No.
Yeah. And that's it. A lot of the time, cause so often we do, and it's a really important point you make, because a lot of times we don't include our body, and our body has so much awareness, so much knowledge, and if we don't look after our body, care for our body, be considerate of our body, it's like we're cutting off so much of ourselves, because our body always looks after us, always works with us, always brings us places. Like if we didn't have a body, we couldn't go anywhere. And it's like, it's so important. And when we cut off that aspect of ourselves, we cut off so much of ourselves, because we buy into other people's judgments. We buy into that an accountant has to wear a gray suit and a banker has to wear a black suit. And it's like all these silly rules that aren't even real. And it's actually really being able to touch our body, acknowledge our body, being thankful for our body. And I think one of the big things for me is having gratitude. Is one thing I've started doing every morning is just having 10 seconds of gratitude. And like 10 seconds mightn't seem that long, but it changes my day. Because when I have 10 seconds of gratitude, it makes such a difference, because then you're willing to be grateful for everything that turns up, the good, the bad, the ugly, and actually receive all of it.
Yeah. And this is a big topic, you know, where this body, the body top, where it's, you know, you should not flirt in an office. You should, it's not about sex, you know, it's not about all of this. But as you said, without a body, we would not in a way need to go to work or do business or, and isn't it interesting, because then for a lot of oh, this is such a big topic that we started here. I'm like, where do we go now? Because also when I go to a hairdresser or to someone who does a massage, if they cut off their recess sexualness and is part of caring, healing, and being comfortable with your own body, it's such a difference what you can receive. It's such a more nurturing for the body that is treated, right? And it's really hard for bodies if someone has not learned or was not taught how it can be to be the nurturing and to have this nurturing moment. And it doesn't matter if it's something where it's about body caring or if it's in an office where it's about something completely different. It's so amazing if there is someone next to you that is grateful and has a kindness and has this sexualness, is allowing themselves to be sexy, to flirt, you know? Flirt is something that is almost forbidden a lot of times, but the flirt is the playfulness, is where we also connect, from my point of view, and where we receive each other with our beings and what we be in every moment. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I just
totally.
Wonder.
And it's something that a lot of I do a lot of work with companies in terms of team dynamics and how the dynamics works between teams. And it's one of the things that psychologists are saying now is that play is so important, that it's like a sense of play, a sense of joy, that's actually where we learn in our best environment. And one of the things that's coming out is that the teams that perform best are approximately 50-50 men and women, and that it's because it leads to a rapport. If it's all men, they end up being very competitive and they end up kind of butting heads to become the alpha male. And if it's females, then there can be they can find it hard for one person to be assertive and to take the lead. So it's allowing the mix and the gift that men be to women and that women be to men, because I know our topic is being sexy in business, but it's so much deeper than that, because it's the dynamics that run between men and women, and it's the gifting and receiving that men and women can be. And it's like it's such a gift that we can be to each other, and so often we've made that very confrontational. So it's like, I'm right, you're wrong. It's a fight between men and women, rather than it being both willing to contribute to each other, both willing to receive, both willing to be gifts and say, yeah, look, we're all human beings. We're all on this planet and we're all looking to contribute and create something greater. And how can we actually make that happen? Yeah.
This is so beautiful. I love that. And you know where there's almost a fear, if I play too much with a colleague. Oh, let's talk after our break more about that.
Yeah, after a little break. We'll be back shortly.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome. This is Paul Carney here with Doris, and we're speaking about being sexy in business and being all of ourselves in business. So Doris, you were just saying before the break, if I was to play with a colleague and then the ads came in. So I was curious to see where you're going to go next.
Yeah, you know, we're a lot of times when it comes to women and men, or men and women, and all the other combinations that are out there, it's when we play a little bit too much, then it always needs to lead to sex. And so there is a fear of, you know, not producing that or not going there, or, you know, and then holding yourself back with all your playfulness, with everything you be. And if we would allow ourselves and see that if we, you know, do A, we don't need to be B, there is always choice in between. And it's this linear thing of, no, if we play too much, it would lead to sex. And it might, but it doesn't need to be. And this is where I see people, you know, also going a little bit of weird and don't know how to be in business. To not be too much, to not maybe to cut themselves off, to take themselves back. And then it's all about work. It's all about the serious work and the project and the conversation around that. And I'd like to explain the word sexualness. So what we are talking about, if it comes to sexualness, it's the energy of gifting and receiving in every moment. And it's the energy of living. It's the energy that nature shows us, that animals show us. And a lot of times, just look, if you are in nature, if you're with animals, and also if you're with babies, there is almost, you know, in your body this feeling of, and where you can release, where you feel not charged, where everything has such a space. And sexuality is the energy of healing, caring, nurturing, joyful, creative, generative, and expansive, and orgasmic energy. And we have learned to not be this. We have holidays here in Austria where I'm living and spending a lot of time with my kids. And also in these years, kids don't, until a certain age, they don't think about if they move in a correct way, you know, if they are too much or too less, they are just being. And this is the invitation again. What if you could be this, this playfulness, and where there's no point of view, no thought added to it, you know, where there's no combination of like, this would be too much or this would be for creating a business. And with the people that we know, when we meet in our classes and our workshops, when we have conversations also around joy of business, right, Paul? It's so beautiful when you open up to this and where these limitations fall down and you can receive and play with every colleague. It doesn't matter if it's a woman or a man, and it's just so releasing. For me, it was like moments of like, oh, it can be different. Oh, I'm not wrong. Oh, I'm allowed to be with my body. I'm allowed to play here. And it doesn't mean anything. There's so much meaning to it. And this falls away if this meaningfulness is not that important.
Yeah, totally. And a lot of it for me, I think, is just it's a space of non-judgment, because so mm-hmm. often in business you have to get it right. So it has to look this way. It has to be best practice. It has to be standard operating procedure. And it's when we're willing to be that space of non-judgment, and it's just whatever comes up, and it's just to be that space. And it's like, it's a place of kindness for ourselves. It's a place of kindness for our bodies. It's a place of kindness for everybody in the workplace. And that's what great leaders do. They create more leaders. And I saw a saying last week, it was a Chinese proverb, and it was saying, great leaders allow everyone else to think that they did it without them. So basically, there's no leaders required. Everybody becomes leaders. And when you become that sense of joy, become that sense of happiness, it's naturally sexy, because it's just, it's fun, it's enjoyable, but it's a sense of lightheartedness, carefreeness. You still get the work done. You still get the projects done. You can exceed them, but there's a different way of approaching it, rather than having to be rules and regulation and lots of force. It's actually allowing it to be fluid, allowing it to flow. And it's just, you have what they call in business guiding principles. So it's your kind of principles that guide us along. But overall, the work still gets done, and everybody can just be themselves. And you can see how one person can have such a positive effect in terms of it becoming a better place to work, or a negative place, where if there's somebody who's complaining and moaning all the time, they drag the energy down. And it's actually acknowledging how big a contribution you be in business every day, whether that's your business, somebody else's business, it could be a community center, it could be anything. Like as Simone Molasses says, when there's blood in your veins, you're in business. And once you're alive, business is all part of life. Life is part of business, and it all contributes, and allowing it to flow beautifully.
Yeah, and it creates liveliness as well, right? It's not only like doing business; it's the liveliness of creating. It's the joy of all of it. And wow! So when did this change for you? For like allowing yourself to be the sexy one.
Yeah, it's like, I think for me, it was kind of, I was used to doing a lot of large scale international projects, and there were multi-million pound projects. Like there were big investments with big companies. And it was like, there was a certain level of what they call executive presence required, where you were sitting with boards of directors. So it was serious. But I did a class last year with Simone called Business Done Different. It was a 3-day class in Paris, and it just completely changed my perspective on business, because she was talking about just allowing the universe to contribute to you, and everything just showing up like poof. So like a puff of magic that just you'd ask and you'd receive. And this concept, I was like, oh, I can't be like that. But the more I started playing with it, I could see, wow, everything can just show up. And it's like, literally, like we've all had instances in our life where we ask for something, like we were willing to ask for a car parking space, but how about a house, or how about a resort, or how about something bigger and bigger and bigger? And actually it pops up just as if by magic, and it's allowing that beauty to show up. And that's what it changed for me. It was quite important, that class, for me, because it just showed me how easy it could be. And I let go of my point of view that business had to be hard. And then business just became so much easier, because it was more like, it's more like me and you here having a conversation where it's a friend talking to a friend rather and a person talking to a person rather than it being a business person talking to a business person about some super serious business thing. And it's like, oh man, that was so boring. So it's like, it just became a lot more fun and a lot more ease.
I love that. And I heard this from you before, this business is where one person talks to another person and you do it all the time. And what if it's not separated, you know, where it's like, no, now I have a private conversation, now I have a business conversation, instead of like, I just have a conversation with a person and I'm curious of what do you know here or, you know, it's, and I just thought as well with being sexy, you know, how it is for me when I'm going for dinner or I go shopping or, you know, where I'm the customer. It's so much fun if people like welcome you with a smile, you know, and they have a little bit of a humor going on. So you always also want to give them more money. You're so great. My gratitude is, I have to say, even bigger, you know, if they are kind to me, if they are lovely with me, if they welcome me and I feel cared and then I'm like, oh, cool. Thank you so much for making my day better. And so it's the thing of like, I want to give you, you know, I will be grateful. And also I will maybe give more tips and smile back, or we have a little chat and it just contributes to each other. And sometimes I'm really surprised, you know, when people, I don't know their story and there might be something behind, but if people do a job, where it's about serving, but they don't do it at all. And then it gets this fight, or it's just, you know, you sit there, you do your dinner, but often the enjoying part is not that as if there would be someone that has joy, you know, to do it, to be there. And this is the difference as well for me, where how much can we all enjoy what we are doing? And if there is something you're not enjoying right now, always ask a question of what else is possible. What would be fun for me? You can always change. And who or what can I invite to my life to open up, you know, the sexy in business and the sexualness with business? And what could you choose that you have not considered so far? Because I think what we're talking about for some people is not like normal. It's like, oh, maybe you have not heard about it before. And it's an invitation of choosing something different for you and for your life and for your creation. And you will see it also in your money flows as well. Oh, see you next break.
Yeah.
It's so fast always.
We'll chat after the commercial break.
Yes.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello there, this is Paul Carney here and Doris, and we're having quite a fascinating conversation today about being sexy in business. And I'm kind of amazed, Doris, how deep this topic is, because there's a lot in it. It's not just about men and women, it's about men and men, it's about women and women, it's everything really, isn't it? It's so much, like we've touched on kindness, we've touched on gratitude, we've touched on sexualness, and it's like all, and obviously having our, and utilizing our body in business and being aware of our body, but there's so many areas there where it's quite fascinating. I'm amazed how deep this topic is.
You know, because we started off, and I as well, when I talk to say, you know, being sexy would like then go into sex. And oftentimes you see it, we would go from man and woman and woman and man. But as you just said, man and man as well. So there was something where I'm like, what else would be possible, you know, when it's not about this fear of, you know, it goes in the wrong direction. If you would be a kind, caring person, would you allow yourself to have your sexualness? We have this amazing guy that we both know. His name is Dr. Dane here. And he's talking about, and he's also a chiropractor. And so he would learn to shut off his sexualness, to be with people really close, to work on their bodies. And now he has big conversations about being a gentleman and being with people and a lot of things. But I just wonder, because he said on one point as well, like how it's interesting when men are not allowing themselves to receive other men. And what else opened up for him? And I wonder how it was for you when he looked at that and saw that there is a grace in a street. And that you then cut off receiving, that you then cut off the creative possibilities, the generation that would be possible. But it's like, don't come too close. This is not possible. And what else would be possible in business if we all open up to this conversation, and it's not about like men, women, sex itself. And it's more the conversation about receiving and generating more. So how do you see this? Or how is your experience with that?
It's a great question. And it's a huge topic, because like men in men, a lot of the time there's a competition there. But like underneath it, like men are incredibly kind and they're incredibly soft and they're incredibly gentle. And like in one way, women are almost tougher than men, like, and they're more resilient. And I think they're probably more emotionally clued in as well. But in this reality, we have to be like Bruce Willis. So we have to be tough, and we have to be strong, we have to be blah, blah, blah. And it's like all those things, it's like when we cut off the kindness and the caring that we be, it's like there's so much of ourselves that we lose. And it's like when we're willing to be kind and caring and gentle, it makes such a difference. Like my mom is going through some treatment at present, and she met this audiologist specialist the other day, and my sister was with her, and the she was just saying he was so kind, so caring, listened to everything that she said and like gave really good advice. But like it was such a gentleness in these worlds. And when we allow ourselves to be gentle with ourselves, then we can be gentle with other people, because so often we're actually talking to ourselves, and it's like it's being that energy for ourselves. Once we can be that energy for ourselves, then we can be it for everybody else as well.
Yeah.
And it's allowing ourselves to be that gentleness.
So there came two things in my world when you told this about your mom. So him being gentle, there is also then a healing that comes in, you know, a healing energy of
yeah.
like someone that is so kind and gentle. It's where our bodies have the ability, and we with our beings have the ability to heal by being us and being this beauty. And I love that. And the other word that just popped when you talked also with men and men, but all other, men and women and other things, is the vulnerability comes in here, you know, where it's like, if you're vulnerable, you're weak. And a lot of people don't see it as a strength. If you would allow yourself to be that vulnerable and receive everyone, receive men and men in business, there is a strength to it and capacities and possibilities where you could not go and great together with these walls up, with these barriers up, with all these things up of, like, this is not the right place of playing. It's not the right place of opening up so much. And I love the conversations that come up now and are more and more. And we also like to invite people of, like, vulnerability is a strength that you can have and choose for yourself. And you will see it will generate so much more. And from there, businesses extrapolate and generate and expand in totally different and big possibilities, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's a conversation I had with Gary Douglas recently about that, because Gary will often make decisions that seem, on one level, they can seem ludicrous, but he'll make a choice, but he's aware of a future. And next thing, 6 months later, you're like, wow, that was absolutely a genius move, because if Gary hadn't done this, this wouldn't happen, this wouldn't happen, this wouldn't happen, this wouldn't happen. And it's continually looking at new possibilities, new doors opening, different ways for business, because business works best when there's loads of possibilities, so when there's loads of options. And it's when business goes into the place of right and wrong, good or bad. So this is what we have to do. This is right. This is wrong. This is good. This is bad. And we go into a very limited viewpoint, then we can only see very limited options. So it's either going to be A or B. And it's like, rather than looking and seeing, okay, what's actually possible here? What can we do? And then having the courage to choose. So choosing, and sometimes it's like, it takes a lot of courage to choose. And it's like, okay, yeah, it's like, I want to change this, that it might end up ending a relationship, or it might end up finishing a job, or it may end up stopping a project, or whatever it may be. But when you choose for you and you trust that small part inside you that knows that it knows, then so much more can show up, because that's when it becomes exciting, because it can end up being anything then at that stage. It's free form, it's wide open, it's like, it's what they call blue ocean thinking. So it's where there's no limitations, there's literally no limitations, anything is possible. And that's the place you want to choose from. That's what gets me excited.
Yeah. And by the way, Gary Douglas, the guy you just talked about, is the founder of Access Consciousness, the tools we work with. And he's just watching him and listening to him. And sometimes I just like to watch him when I'm in a class with him or on an online class, to like where he. He's always in question, and we have not learned it, right? No one taught us, like, there was always this, you have two options, A or B. And he's like, yeah, that's great. And how much more is possible? And would you be willing to open up even more? and have these awarenesses and ask for what future do you like to create, right? And a lot of people are not asked, like, what future do you like to create? A lot of people are like, what work are you doing to have money for, you know, your rent and what you have to pay for? So,
yeah.
How much?
What if it was completely undefined? So it's like, what if we never had to pay rent? What if we never had to, all these things that we think we have to do? What if there was different possibilities that we never considered? And it's like, it's willing to go to places that are unknown. So to say, okay, I'm not fully sure what's behind this door, but I'm willing to take the chance. A lot of the time we're told in this reality, oh, you can't do this because this isn't safe or this isn't safe or whatever it is. And not being ridiculous about it, but just looking at it and saying, okay, I'm going to choose this and see what happens. And then trusting your awareness. Because ultimately, yeah, your greatest gift is your awareness. And if you're willing to trust yourself and back yourself and actually make those choices, and then whatever happens, you're going to be okay. Because the thing is, come what may, whatever is on the other side of that door, I'm going to trust me and I'm going to choose for me and I'm going to come out the other side of it. So no matter what happens, you're going to come out the other side of it. And that's the place of true vulnerability, true receiving, true creation, because you're creating in a space that's completely undefined. And when it's undefined, there is no limitations, because the only person who puts in limitations is you. And it's like we put the limitations on ourselves. So if we're completely undefined, anything can happen at any stage.
Yeah. Yeah. And in business, it's often also, you know, when you said, you know, and you have awareness. And a lot of times also people are like, have you thought about it? We need to think it through. You know, what are the strategies here? We need to plan it. We need to calculate it. And there is a part that might also be important of like to look at, you know, money-wise. And there's also a part of trusting yourself. A lot of people would call it here intuition. And we work with the tool that the one tool is being in question, and the other tool is light and heavy. What's light for you is your truth, and what's heavy for you is a lie for you at that moment. And yesterday I had a conversation with someone that had never heard about this tool or the tools at all. And he was like, wow, this is brilliant and so easy. And, you know, it reminded me again, oh, a lot of people don't know. And this gets me exciting of like having these conversations and telling people there are such easy tools out there that you can use to guide yourself. It's like I always like to say it's your navigation system. You know, you have your own navigation system with you all the time. And this is light and heavy. And another thing is a question. You can always ask, if I choose this, oh, again, the break. I love this, how fast it goes. Let's see where we go in the last part.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the The advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome. This is Paul Carney, and I'm having a fascinating conversation with Doris on our topic of are you ready to be sexy in business? And it's ended up being quite an amazing conversation. So Doris, just before the break, you were speaking about light and heavy and being in the question. Yeah. And I was curious where you're going to go next.
So when we talked about, you know, that we know and that we have our intuition or however you want to call it. So some people might be out there and say, but how do I know? You know, how is it then working out in my daily life? So I wanted to give the question of, if I choose this, what future will this create? If I don't choose this, what future will this create? And if you use these questions, you will get an awareness. You will have a sense of, is it light? Is it heavy? What does it do for you? And guide yourself and trust yourself. This is the thing. A lot of times we have learned to overthink things, that we need to sit together and look at all the things that we can imagine. And this is where also we limit ourselves. And with business, there is so much more possible beyond what we can think about. And there are so many brilliant people out there that have already shown us, you know, if you don't go with the, what people say, security, it's like a business requires also that we jump. And oftentimes it's a jump in, you know, where you don't know where it goes. And this is the beauty of it. It, as you said, it requires courage, but it also is then the adventure of creation, the adventure of living. And I'm such a curious person where I'm like, okay, what else can I explore that has maybe not even existed before? What else is out there that I'd really like to, you know, experience? So,
Yeah, totally. And one of the big lies that we're taught in this reality is that we can fail. And recently I was over at the Space Center in Houston, and so obviously they did incredible stuff, landed people on the moon. They had some of the best engineers in the world, some of the best designers, some of the best builders. And they have this big sign inside there, and it's from Thomas Edison. And it says, I didn't fail. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. So he had tried so many different things that didn't work.
Yeah.
He didn't make himself wrong for it. All he said was, okay, I just found different ways that didn't work. And ultimately, you're just getting more awareness. So it's finding out what works for you. And being sexy in business, it can be anything. It can be wearing a tight pants or wearing a mini skirt or whatever the preconceived notion in this reality is. But it can also just be completely vulnerable and being open with yourself and being honest with yourself and saying, hey, this doesn't work for me. I need to change something here. And it's like there's a huge level of vulnerability and a huge level of honesty in that when we're actually willing to be honest with ourselves and say, hey, this has to change. And it's like, as you said, Doris, it's going into the question of what else is possible, but going into it from a place of what else is possible in terms of I'm changing this no matter what. And it's like, yeah, when you're willing to do that, then anything can show up, because the there needs to be a commitment to yourself. If that commitment isn't there, and a lot of people, they're lackluster in their commitment. They're half-hearted. They kind of want to change, but they don't really want to change. But it's like, you've got to be willing to say, yeah, I want this to change. And once you're willing to be that space, then anything can change. Anything is possible because it's undefined. And it's letting go of the definitions of who we think we are, because from that space, then anything is possible, because we're willing to let go of who we think we are. And when we're willing to let go of that, you can be sexy, you can be charismatic, you can be fun, you can be sad, you can be happy, because you're not judging yourself. Anything is open.
Yeah. And as you just said, you know, when there's something in your world that doesn't work out, or it's not working for you, and you make these choices like, this has to change, there was an energy to it where I was like, this is sexy for me. There is an energy of sexy for me, where you commit to your life, where you don't, you know, where you have your own back, and where you are just like, no, there needs to be something different. Whatever it is, I don't know right now, but I know there is something else possible. And working with people also that, you know, that are curious and that have their own bag and that they have a commitment of creating something greater and always asking for more and always having this curiosity. This is sexy for me, for example. And I love it. I just got it also when you said it. I'm like, yes, this commitment is sexy for me. So whatever you have defined as sexy, or you refusing to be because you think then you are doing sexy and it's not allowed, or you shouldn't do that, instead of having fun and asking yourself and your body, okay, what do we want to create? How do I want to go to work today? What else is possible with my vulnerability, with my sexualness? And play. Start playing with that and just see what shows up for you.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, just start playing with it, and then having a commitment to yourself that whatever shows up, you're going to come out the other side of it. You're not going to make yourself or somebody else wrong. It's going to change, and just whatever comes up, I'll be able to deal with. And then there's an intensity in it, but also there's a sexualness in it, because you're willing to be all of you, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it sexy. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it enjoyable. Yeah, it's been a brilliant conversation, Doris. Yeah, I must say, really, really good.
I love it as well. And I would love, if anyone out there hears it, like, just reach out to me or Paul, or if you want even more information. And we are both, as you said at the beginning, two of business facilitators, so you can find more information about us or other colleagues of us around the world on the Joy of Business webpage, right? And
yeah, totally.
Yeah,
and the other thing that pops to mind, Doris, is the Return of the Gentleman. So Roman,
yeah,
and Mark and Hannes and Sol, and they've developed a call series, and it's called Return of the Gentleman. And there's a lot of free material online, but it touches all these points of gratitude, vulnerability, trust, honor, and it's some really, really good information there, because I'm kind of fascinated by the roles that men play, the roles that women play, and what's really possible. And like, by having me and you on this call today, like, what have we created? Because it's like we covered a lot of big topics, but it's also what's really possible for all of us. And I really love your take home, which was like, just go out and play, and it's just be that energy of choice and choosing all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And as you mentioned there, guys, I've created with five other women a call series that is starting soon. It's called Ladyship, from Friendship, but then also the Ladyship, because a lot of things are going on also between women, you know, where it more goes into a competition or whatever is going on in our world, to really receive each other with the beauty of that we all be. And we've added one call where the guys come on the call as well. So we invited them to play with us. And maybe this is interesting for you as well, to look at what else is possible with grading together in business or, you know, in your daily life. And as Paul said, you are in business when you wake up and blood is running through your veins. So business is the creation of your life. Business is the creation of everything you do. And this is the joy for me and the inspiration for all of that. And wow, thank you so much. This is so beautiful. If people want to find you, especially Paul, where do they find you? What's the easiest
so
to
on
find
my,
you?
On my website, www.iampaulcarney.com, or Facebook /lovinglife. And yeah, I'm all over the place. I love to talk to people, and I love to have fun. I enjoy life. And for you, Doris?
For me as well. I have my webpage now. It's www.dorisschachenhofer.com, and with my name on Facebook, on Instagram. And maybe you'll find me somewhere else. You'll never know where people
yes.
find you. Just explore, just be curious, and let us know when you heard this episode. I would be really curious what you have to say about it, what's coming up for you, what experience you have. And it's all about conversations, right? With and through conversations, there is always new information coming up. If it's coming from a true question and interest of what other people know about topics.
Yeah, totally. And that's what I love about what you've created with Ladyship. It's like five powerful women getting together, and it's like, hey, let's create more. And rather than being in competition,
yeah.
it's like really acknowledging and honoring who you be and who each of you be, and being friends for each other, having each other's back. And it's like, yeah, there's something
yeah.
really beautiful in that. I really like it, yeah.
See, we are at the end of our show. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Dara. So much fun. Lots of love. Bye-bye.